Here we are. Back at it. Back at the B-list. You guys already know who the guest is. Say hi.
OG. That is who you've been wanting.
Jonathan Lawhorn is back in the house.
Yeah, y'all know who it is. So let's do that.
Do your shit.
What time it
Do your shit. Do my
shit, sir.
Do my shit. Oh my god. We have much to catch up on, much to consider.
I mean, there's a lot to consider.
Yeah. How have you been? What's up?
Good. I'm still in Seattle.
Okay.
You know.
Biden's America.
Love it so much. Wait, stop.
What do they call it? What do they call Seattle now? They call it like I don't know.
What is Fox? It? Is it called something?
I don't know. They always cover it on Fox.
Does it even come up in conversation?
Yeah, like the right.
Like it doesn't get
the right. Like hates Seattle. Oh no, that's Portland.
Yes,
Portland is the one they eat up
because they. But like that's their cousin, so I don't know why. I'm like, that's whiter than most places.
You know, it's funny actually. Portland is like statistically one of the whitest cities in the U.S., isn't it?
They literally built that place to keep black people out. Like, it's very much like the KKK would love it there.
It's too cold though for them.
Yeah, they can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't be outside being foolish. Yeah, it wouldn't work.
They were fighting at the Kim Petras show last night.
That? But you know the type of sissies that go to that though.
Absolutely. Like, absolutely.
It's like that. It's those real Aggie ones that really be one smoke all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like newly, they're like gay as of last week. They're like, it's too much.
Young twink on twink violence. A lot of arms, no connections. just a lot of windmills.
It's just like noodles. I'm like, can anybody fight?
Why the fuck am I pulling up to watch you windmill each other in the air? Like, nothing's happening.
But the concert was packed.
Drinks flying everywhere, but they weren't even real drinks. It was like juice boxes. Just real elementary. I was shocked that the crowd was... But then I'm not shocked that it was crowded because it's Brooklyn. It was Brooklyn Mirage. And that's where, like, you know, that's her like wheelhouse. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of her crowd. Bushwick. You know what I'm saying? But like...
Wait, is she low-lifey like that?
Yeah, that's where, like, that's literally where she kind of, like, she's not from here, but, like, that's where she would always perform. She used to perform at, like, she would always party at the Rosemont or, like...
Oh, I mean, yeah. I don't track, like, you already, this is the most I've known about this woman, so, like,
yeah, no, it's not your, no.
Nah, uh-uh.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I was looking, like, everyone online is talking about how, like, her concert tour, like, she's got a world tour, or not a world tour, it's like a U.S. tour or something, but she's doing, like, stadiums, and people are, like, people are posting screenshots of all the empty seats on Ticketmaster. They're like, ticket sales eating her up. That's what happens when you try to pump up these TikTok artists, make them think.
But you don't have to, but Kim Petras can still say she not a little baby because they canceled his whole shit. Whole place was empty.
You mean the baby, like, or little baby?
Both.
Both.
But little baby, whole shit canceled. Had to walk it back. That Tyga joint tour he tried to do with whoever that other. We have unilaterally canceled rap all across the board. Y'all are out of here.
Fucking can't. Well, I don't listen to men, so let's see.
I don't listen to them talk or sing or perform. Like, just shut up. So none of that even penetrates over here.
some Chris Brown. I'm like, he's not in jail yet. Like, lock him up. I'm so sick of it.
Do not try to be an artist as a man and think you go date me. I'm never supporting you. So it's like.
Well, speaking of, Drake was just releasing his new album, and apparently he was...
Oh, God.
Listen.
I can't.
Someone said he was sneak-dissing Rihanna in it.
He was dissing Rihanna, Billie Eilish. He's still mad at Esperanza Spalding for
Wait,
10
what did he
years
say
ago.
About Billie Eilish? She's not even fucking with anybody.
About,
what did she
he was
say
talking about her body or something. Like, he's a weirdo. Like, he's mad because he wanted his tummy tuck to turn out like her body, and it didn't. It's like, Billie eating you up. She got more shape. Like, you're mad.
And she doesn't even want to, like, show it off. She just covers it up. You out here
right.
fucking... Yeah.
So no, he's still mad at Esperanza Spalding for winning the Best New Artist Grammy 10 years ago. It's like, sir, like, you why are you writing her? In your, it's just weird to me that this man is so unwell.
But literally, like, always comes for women too.
Only, but it's like always, and it's always a black woman that's like doing better than him.
Yeah, yeah,
it's like, always like trying to track all of them.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you mad about? You're mad because your music hits with white women. Like, because no gangsters go up for you. You're not a gangster rapper.
Well, he never was. He's kind of like, oh, he's like the true value, great value. Is it great value? Is that the
great value?
Great yeah, value, great LL Cool J.
But see, LL Cool J, fine, mind his business. Like, it's like, is an actor. Like, yeah. Keeps it put. Like, LL Cool J is so it to me. Like,
yeah,
Drake just he got too ahead of himself. Yeah. Like, I need him jumped, but obviously he like can't. Like, he run in the crowd because he's scared. He's scary. He's so scary. I need him beat up. Ugh.
Doja Cat's getting canceled every 5 seconds. What is going on with her?
Hey, her too.
I love that album, and it's such a shame she make it so
that
hard.
That album's a fucking dud. Nice try. You got all these tracks about white men, bitch, kill yourself. Nobody want to hear this shit.
Oh my
you over
gosh.
Here talking about, I want to show you off that ugly white man. Girl, get the fuck out of my face. I'm so over her. She is weird, and I'm so glad the Christians came for her, because that's the only time I'm going to link with them to get this bitch up out of here.
Well, it's not even the Christian. It's like it's the fact that she wore some shirt with like a neo-Nazi, or it was like a neo-Nazi comedian on it the other day. I'm like, what's going on?
She hates herself so bad, and I really just need her to go figure it out.
I think she's unwell.
She is, but I don't care. So yeah. Figure it out. Bitch, everybody's unwell, but we ain't making careers off of it. Like, you're a weirdo.
I think everyone's losing their minds. Sexy Red
Everybody
just came...
is... not too much on Sexy. Not too
well,
much.
Well, she said she's a Donald Trump supporter. She came
I don't
out
care.
As...
I don't care. Not keep too much
pushing?
On her.
Yeah.
Because y'all still be going up for Kanye, so let's keep it real.
Oh, 100. No. I hate Kanye, so.
Nope. Like, all the people be like, Sexy Red says she like Donald Trump. Okay, Kanye West is actually a super villain. But y'all literally mad at this woman who just want to talk about her cat, which let her do that. The songs go. I don't care what
nobody
says.
She was saying that she like loves Donald Trump and she wants him back in office. I said, okay, joke's over. Joke's over, everybody.
I was kind of like, you did a little too much, but I'm going to still, Ski still go run up. Ski went triple platinum in this household. So like, I'm just like.
Oh, Ira just had his birthday party the other night. Was it last night?
His
or was the
birthday?
Night before? It's like 3 months. He has it 3 months later, as you know. He does it like, he did this last year too.
Oh God! See, I wasn't at the one. I don't think I didn't go last year. So that's why I'm just like, what?
You went to those COVID ones where it was all like
I went to when it was actually his birthday.
Yeah,
like,
in COVID,
and that's it.
I hate y'all.
And yeah, you gave me fucking Kobe.
I can't.
Whole party sick. Mental.
I love you, Ira, but I'm not getting COVID for you.
Why do I feel like
I love you, Ira, but I'm not getting COVID for your ass. Nope. But it was an open bar. It was cute.
Okay, wait, where was it?
Some place called Dingling Lounge.
Wait, is that, are you serious?
Yeah, Dingling. I don't know, some place in East Village. It was cute. It was real cute.
Dingling Lounge. So Karen Huger.
Dingling. Dingling. I love just saying that. What was I going to say? Hold on real quick. Speaking of ding-a-lings, this is number one on my list this week.
What?
No, don't drag me. I just want to see.
Oh, here we go. I know it's somebody goofy too. And I know I'm agree.
I just want to see Frank Biden's.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I know it's big.
That's disgusting.
It really is. So, as you know, his Frank Biden, Joe Biden's younger brother, apparently some pink pics leaked. And there's like a unedited version, or not unedited, but an uncensored version rolling around the internet. Wait. Yeah.
Where is it?
Oh, let me see. Nolan sent it to me. Hold on.
No, because I don't know if I want that in my phone. The FBI might show
Okay,
up.
Let me pull this up. Can you see this?
Wait.
Oh. Yeah. Look at that.
Wait.
Yeah.
That's kind of hit on some. Okay, let's get.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That? Yeah. I'm interested.
I don't know what they keep releasing these pictures for. I mean, it's like it's just proven that all the Bidens are, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
So they all fine. So
yeah. This is like I guess. So this is what we're dealing with. Okay.
Wait, where he stay at? Okay.
So yeah, that's the first thing on my list right now that I'm.
Wow. Interesting. Okay.
What's the first thing on your list this week?
Drake's tummy tuck. Being rebranded as a stomach problem and why he go take time off. It's like, girl.
Yeah, now he said he's going to take some time off, right? But he didn't specify what the amount of time would be. But he said it's because of stomach issues. Stop bottoming every day and you wouldn't have all these damn stuff.
Wow. I mean, it's a combo. It's like you're being dug out. The stitches like healed weird. So you got to go back in. It's like you didn't wear your waist trainer long enough. Like something's up.
Yeah. It's an amalgamation of issues, but you bottoming every day.
That's why he's angry. Yeah. Like this is, it's like, I can't, that's sad.
His tummy hurts. That's why he's always mad. You can't tell me he doesn't walk around his mansion just without no pants on, like Winnie the Pooh, complaining about his tummy. I know.
But the amount of women that's like that that have let him hit, that have all categorically been like, the dick wasn't hitting on nothing.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, yikes. Ugh. Like, you ain't got one fan. Like, nobody was a fan of the dick. Okay, interesting. Okay. I get it.
GD Chase have a new line, a collaboration with Shein. Did you hear about this?
Wait, who does?
The GD Chase daughters and Teresa.
Oh, stop.
Like they're the Kardashians, but they're the Shein.
So, okay, but like that might hit on some.
So they have several dresses, matching sets, and pajamas for the collab.
Oh, wow.
It's 100 different pieces.
That's a lot.
They're also being dragged online because everyone's like, it's kind of ridiculous. A woman that went to prison for all these things is going to team up with a brand that has a RICO charge. Like, we know Teresa doesn't really read. She don't read court documents or paperwork or anything. You know, she just signs on the dotted line. So she's just like, yeah.
She's going where she fit in. Like, that's where she's.
Yeah, that's actually where she should. I mean, when I saw that, I was like, this is exactly where they should be. This makes every bit of sense. Because they seem like no matter how much money they have, they will always buy Shein. You know what I mean?
But I like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's something endearing about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like how Lil Scrappy gonna have, like, he could have millions. Well, he never will. But even if
Lot. He's not. He don't have any money.
I know, exactly. But I'm just saying if he did. I'm just saying, like...
Oh.
Like, if he did have millions, he would still eat, like, fried bologna and Kool-Aid. Like, he would. You saw him cooking for Diamond?
I'm not interested in anything happening on that reboot. Everybody needs to go to jail.
Wait, Ruby, is there a reboot of...
No, this new season where it's like...
Oh, I'm not watching that. No. No.
Diamond is a bird and should never have embarrassed herself like this.
If she was going to come back on that show, she should have done it like 10 years ago when we were watching it. But now it's too late. I don't care anymore.
Girl, you don't even have a track to debut. Why are you here? Like,
you have a tour down? Like somewhere in a deep, deep south where they still like listen to you. It's like you have no new music. You haven't had any new music for over a decade. Crime Mob was the last time.
It's embarrassing. And she dressed like she's still in high school. Like, it's like, girl. Like, however, however,
I still to this day think about Hazel Lee and Tierra at the restaurant when she threw the lobster at her or whatever, or crab cakes. Was it crab cakes? Whatever it was.
It was crab cakes.
I still think about that.
Because Hazel was like, get your cards out. Get your cards out. Real Chanel.
The Chanel cards.
The way Hazel is the best villain ever.
Because
the delusion, she created delusion. Like, yeah. It's like the way. She Girls Inc. We out here, jets. I'm flying helicopters. What, girl?
You're a liar. You're a scammer, nasally. It's that scene is my Roman Empire. I think about it at least once a day. It's absolutely ingrained in my fucking brain.
But wait. Back to Teresa, because you know I just saw the clip of Teresa and Mary meeting on Instagram Live.
Oh yeah, no, that was the first time Mary's dead. Ever upset someone. Like yeah.
That's the first time Mary's ever liked a person. Like, I was just like, this is so weird to watch because Mary actually has a real... We know this about Mary because we obviously back in the day used to rock it with her on Twitter Live.
Yeah.
Like, y'all don't know this. Like, Mary knows us. So, we know Mary's
She recognizes us. She knows what we're about.
She's really about that life if she like you, but she really don't like most nobody. People. The way people are so mad at her being back actually tickles me. Like, every time I see it, I'm like.
Just so that people know what we're talking about. So Mary Cosby, before the show even, before Salt Lake City even premiered, as a promotional thing, she did an Instagram Live with Teresa Giudice. Teresa had no idea who this woman was. You know, Teresa don't even watch her own show. And she's talking to Sister Mary, and Sister Mary's sitting up there like, I love you, Teresa. You're just such an icon. I followed you since day one. It's so disarming because this is the first time we've ever seen Mary be nice to anybody, ever.
Yeah.
She'd be nice to her husband or her kid. But she was just like eating like Teresa up. And Teresa's just like, I have no idea who this woman is. And then Mary's like, yeah. And then everyone's, you know, being all mean to me because I'm married to my grandfather. And then Teresa's like, wait, what? You didn't love Teresa because she didn't even watch her own show.
I don't even know who I'm talking to. Teresa thought it was a regular fan. Yeah, she's like not realizing it's a fellow Bravo celebrity.
I love it.
This is why Mary is iconic. Like, yes. I'm just like, I'm sorry, that show would literally do no numbers without like Mary being a kook. And I haven't even really watched the show and sat down, but it's just like, of course I've seen every moment she's been in, and I'm like, the quotables. It's like, that woman does not get on camera without you having memes. Quote. It's just like, she is the moment.
But it's like, it's like amazing that she's a friend of now. Now it makes sense. Like before we were trying too hard to make too much happen, and it's like, just let her pop in and pop out, you know? And like different looks, you know what I mean?
She's wearing them out too. I'm just like, y'all really did not learn from her being on the show last time. You can't be this way around this woman.
And she eats Filet-O-Fish from McDonald's. Like, who does that?
I do, so not too much.
So does Donald Trump.
Bitch, fuck you.
Y'all got Donald Trump taste buds. Y'all got them Trump taste buds. That's so dirt. That's so low down.
A Trump check.
Trump check. Okay. Shut up. Oh my God. Speaking of Trump checks, is the second thing on my list today.
What?
You're never going to guess. Our favorite.
I'm scared.
Who's slowly becoming an icon, actually. George Santos just has a 23-count indictment.
Bitch.
A new one just filed today. Get this. 2 counts of wire fraud. 2 counts of making materially false statements to the FEC, two counts of falsifying records submitted to obstruct the FEC, two counts of aggravated identity theft, and one count of access device fraud. In addition to the seven counts of wire fraud, three counts of money laundering, one count of theft of public funds, and two counts of making materially false statements to the U.S. House of Representatives. Yeah. That he already had, but...
Isn't that insane? Going to prison.
Absolutely. I can't even believe at this point, I don't even know what you do. Do you just represent yourself? Because you can't afford lawyers at this point.
No. He's going, I mean, they might as well just go straight to jail. Like, he has to just go. Like, don't waste taxpayers' money with a trial. Just go. Because, like, there's no way.
They are going to tear his ass up in there.
Oh, he get rocked. The way they rocking Tory ass with that fucking glued on toupee. Ooh, yes. They are not giving him a moment to breathe.
Wait, we got to talk about that. Oh my God, I forgot about that.
You can see the wig glue. Like, you let them catch you?
Wait, why did I already forget his name?
Tory Lanez.
That's
good though.
When they out of sight, out of mind. I'm on my Kamala. Once the locked up, throw away the key.
Is that what we're calling that? On my Kamala.
Throw away the key. That's right. Out of sight, out of mind. I don't know. What's Tory Lanez? He's away forever. His toupee. There was,
oh my God.
And his mugshot was lifting up. I can't believe
it was lifted in because he had just got his shit rocked.
But like, why do you care to have it on at that point? You in there, you're not gonna go nowhere else. Like, you're not coming back out. So you might as well just be
trying to look good for a man in there.
What is the only thing
that makes sense?
Just let it just be yourself in there. Like, what is it? Azealia said, for your pride, be who you are.
Oh my god!
Yeah, fuck him. They're rocking his shit.
Oh, he's getting rocked, and it just is the they're
rearranging
his
furniture. Please, they're knocking pictures off the wall in that cell. I know that.
Oh my god, that is so, I can't.
Anyways, Meg looks great. Meg's like in the best shape of her life. She's on top of the world.
Incredible. She is running it up, and I don't think I ain't clocked all you fake ass bitches that was in her comments, because I am on the street team. I will fight any of y'all. The way y'all be going up for Nikki, goofy ass, that bitch about to go to jail too. So it's like, y'all don't understand. Meg is protected divinely. Like, y'all not getting at her. Yeah. Like,
we're covering her. Our hands are on her. So, but Meg is great. Like, she's like thriving. Body's in the best shape of her life. She looks great. Bongos ain't shit.
Bongos is that girl, but nice try.
Bongos ain't shit.
You're so fake.
Bongos went triple bitch, Cheeto dust.
You are on here going up for Agora Hills from that weirdo mixed up bigot. And you over here want to try to play Bongos out. Bitch, Bongos hits. I hear it every time I go to the club. I don't hear shit from that goofy.
I'm not hearing anyone play Bongos, but...
I hear it every weekend.
At Seattle?
There's a remix of it.
Oh, God.
Because I be in the clubs where they play Latin funk, where they play Dembow. Like, you be in these booger places where they're playing Troye Sivan on a fucking loop.
Please get the fuck away from me.
Because all you do is hang out with white fees and you ain't got nothing else to do.
All right. Changing.
Okay, next. Because none of y'all can beat me up. So what? Because I promise you can't beat me up. Jocelyn.
Wait, I was going to say, we were talking about Tory Lanez in prison. And we were saying, Nikki. So what's going on with, because now her husband is under house arrest for what?
Trying to threaten Cardi.
For like half a year, right?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, we go come. He's so stupid.
So stupid online too. That's like the opposite of gangster. Like, who's threatening people on like the internet? Like, go do it if you're going to do it. Like,
what's weird? Also, like, Offset is actually a gangster. Like, I don't know why people forget this about that man. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, this is like not a person you want to like. Also, Cardi is crazy. I love that girl. But like, Nicki, why are you letting your man who is literally a criminal? Like, you're going to go to prison behind this man.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on over in Nicki's household. She I have is no not, clue. No, it's not well. No.
It's like Granny with no Grammys needs to sit down.
Okay. All right. You don't watch Love. No, you don't watch Love is Blind at all.
I do not watch Love is Blind. All those people are ugly. But like, I watch. Like, ew, no.
Well, that's a given.
It's like, I don't want to watch that. It's like boring to me. Like, I don't get the point. I tried to like get into the new Big Brother because Ceri crossed over and that's my girl. But like, it's just like every time I watch Big Brother, it's like Big Brother don't hit like it used to back in the day when we were gonna go on.
Yeah.
Like it don't hit
when we were watching it. Yeah.
And when we were gonna go on. And like
we were gonna go, yeah, and we trick people. That would have been and fight everybody. Just fighting people in the HOH room.
I'm going from room to room telling lies. Ooh, girl, he was in there saying he like I'm
yeah, he called you a big fat bleh, bleh, bleh. Like, yeah, no, it would be a mess. We would have that whole girl. Place lit up. Oh my god. The Love is Blind is a mess. Yeah, I don't know. There's nothing really that I really want to start watching The Golden Bachelor. I keep telling myself I'm going to do that.
Oh my god, people are really into it.
I want to watch it.
Works on it because like every like, and I'm like, do I want to watch it? But then like, I don't know. It's just like the Bachelor format annoys me. So I'm just like, I just don't know.
I don't want to watch it with young people for some reason, but with old people, I could do it. Like that, I could do it.
That could be sweet. I feel like it'll be too emotional though.
I would watch it. I would watch it if Frank Biden was on it.
Here we go. Well, they don't need to do the show because he could just pick me.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
We go into the fantasy suite immediately.
Oh my god. So Kim and Croy.
Oh my god. Didn't she call the cops and say she's scared to be in the house? What is going on in that house?
I really think they need to come get her or something because he could probably have CTE and he has gun in the house. Apparently that's what she said. I don't know. It's real sketchy stuff going on over there. I think we're going to see something real bad.
Liar, so I think
two things can be true at the same time. Two things can be true at once. Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're both fucking unwell. Well, the last thing is like, I guess last week, police footage came out, like body cam footage. They were called to the house because he locked her out of the bedroom and she had to get in and get some medication. So they had to come in and ask him through the door to unlock the bedroom. He threw her comforter out into the hallways. That's because she was sleeping. Stop. It's a mess. It's all over Twitter. Wait. Yeah. No,
this is the house that's foreclosed on.
Yep, it's about to be foreclosed on, I believe, in November. I think that's what reports were saying.
Oh, next week. Yeah.
No, they're living like the Flintstones in there.
Wow.
So, yeah. I can't say she didn't listen. I don't know. You know, I mean, she's, I don't know.
That's a lot. Yikes.
But anyways, now I guess she went on some show. She went on MTV's The Surreal Life. I guess that's like a reboot of the original series that used to be on
VH1?
I guess so. I don't watch MTV, so I don't know.
Yeah, but, me either.
So, son of famous actor Tom Hanks, Chet Hanks, is on this. And he was getting flirty with her on the show.
Chet Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
He's so goofy.
He probably got a combined salary of Cheeto dust. Like, pocket lint.
But the girls be going up for him.
He seems like he would go for her too. And they seem like each other's type. That would happen. I feel like she's going to move out of that mansion and go live wherever he's living at and ruin his life too. So.
It's just weird to me. I'm like, Kim, please get help, sis.
Who's your favorite broke housewife?
Favorite broke one? I mean, we're going to have the same one. And you're going to be it.
Wait, right. Who?
Lynn Curtis.
Oh, yeah. I knew you were saying that. selling cups out of the trunk of her car while her kids are getting evicted.
Only eviction we've seen on that show.
Yes. Which shockingly is the only the eviction that we've seen on that fucking show. Are you watching any of those scenes?
I've watched some of the clips just because, like, I've seen so much of Taylor being weird in the press. So
you would like this. You would like this season. It is. It's
giving. Is Heather giving? Who's giving?
Yes. Yeah. Heather is my favorite one right now on the show.
Okay. Because I've always liked Heather.
I'm Team Heather. Okay. It's giving kooky white woman energy every episode. It's back to the original. It's like you'd like it.
But Tamara is like, what? How? Where are we with Tamara?
Really dislike Tamara.
You really dislike Tamara.
Yeah, we're always gonna dislike Tamara, but we're happy that she's back.
But she's I also kind of like Tamara.
You know, just can't be around her too long. But
like she's so. I just love how like she's so crazy.
Let's talk about the second thing on your list. Did we talk about the second thing?
No, we didn't. It's this account called Bell TV on TikTok. I'm obsessed.
Wait, what is
like,
it?
It's just this dude. Like, he just, like, does these videos in this, like, he, like, does it in this affecting and granny voice. In these, he just pretty much is, like, reading bitches who, like, date men that don't want them. And it's just, it's Bell a whole, TV. It's a VLLETV. Okay. No, it's, they're, okay. It's hysterical. Like, it's, like, I literally...
Yeah, you have to follow him. I watch his videos on a loop. Like, I'm obsessed with it.
You heard it here first, everyone. It's VELLETV on TikTok.
Bell TV on TikTok. Eats the girls out. Now he does the part where, like, people email him and they're like, oh, I want it. It's like a ass. It's like a ass Ann Landers type bullshit. But, like, okay, okay. It's the ghetto version. And okay, he okay. Used to be like, this woman was like, so I just want to ask if my man, and he was like, I already saw the time step, it's 5 a.m. Bitch, he don't like you. Get off my line. He's incredible.
You know who I love? Is that her name? K-Bay? Is it K-Bay?
Oh, God, I'm obsessed with her. Like, she's literally the funniest person.
Yeah, she's so good. Is it K-H-A-E-B-A-E? I'm obsessed with her.
Well, it's K-Not Bay. That's her.
K-Not Bay. K-Not Bay. Y'all look her up too. Love her.
She's an OG too.
She's a poet, really.
She is a poet. I told you, chitterling eating bitches. Like, I'm obsessed with her.
The girls that get it. And the girls that don't.
The girls that don't.
I love her so much. Love her. So my new favorite show.
Uh-oh.
I think it's official. It's like, it's only been 24 hours. I am rocking with this show so hard. Basketball Wives of Orlando. Y'all.
Look.
Oh my God. Look at me. I'm shaking. Look, I'm shaking. You see my hand?
I want it to be a hater so bad.
Like, I know you want it to fail, but it just,
I was just like, this isn't going to hit. From the door, it's mess.
Yes,
but it's like the first type of mess I like.
Yeah.
They got baby mamas mixing with the new girlfriend next door to her. It's a lot.
Ex-best married girlfriends, like their
who husbands was sending hoes to get on her man. Like,
yeah, like they, one of them divorces her husband and then finds out that the entire time the other friend was sending women to go hook up with him.
Yeah,
It's like a lot. What else? The baby mama and the current girlfriend live 3 houses down from each other, all in the name of co-parenting. Sweet. It is crazy.
It is a lot, but I am so here. And then, I mean, clearly T. Morgan, duh. But team, like,
Morgan eats. Morgan is like the number
Morgan
one.
Eats. She's so pretty. I just, her energy eats. I'm obsessed with her.
Her hair's the color of a pumpkin.
She's with it too. The way she was ready to rock her whole shit at that brunch, I was like, wait a minute.
Like, she was turning up. I was not expecting that level of just like foolishness that early on.
She pulled a girl that was a stranger. Why was you looking at me like that? And I was like, that's the type of energy I like.
In her shit. And she looked so good doing it. Dresses
she
well.
Was so pretty, and that one was like, I don't know what you mean. She's like, bitch, you was looking at me, and you was looking at me goofy. And I was
why were you looking at me?
This is
why
what I waited for.
Home she was on stare. Go.
And it's like, you big titted at the bar looking slow. On go.
So Morgan's number one.
Casting.
The casting is impeccable, top tier, impeccable.
They really
outdid themselves. I think because it's just like it's Orlando, and it's there is going to be naturally drama because it's a small community. But they really lucked out because they just got like, oh, and then my boyfriend's baby mama, get her on the show, and then my ex best friend. It's just like everybody is actually in each other's lives.
And then Megan was fucking on Morgan. Oh man, it's just like, and then that nasty pregnant girl, like that, she came out of nowhere.
But I
production
even
was like, sit here. Yes.
I even love all the peripheral characters. Like I'm obsessed with Morgan's mother.
Oh, I like her mom. She's fun.
Obsessed. And you know what? I don't even like Megan James. Is that her name? Yeah, Megan James. Yeah, I don't even really, but I still like her on this. You could tell they tried to set her up to be the main girl. Here. But she's not gonna be the main girl.
No, because like, Neek eats, Mulan eats.
I told you Neek was like
the way Mulan was like, yeah, Ashley, she moved Goofy, she did it to me. Like they go jump.
Who does Mulan look like? She looks. Oh, you know who Mulan looks like? Mia. She looks like Mia from Potomac.
She does
because she got the chompers, the tic tac teeth.
I like Mulan.
They all get the same veneers, and then she looks just Neek, like Mia.
Neek is so pretty. I live for her. Like she's I love so, her. I love these girls. I'm hype. Morgan, I'm so hype. I need Morgan like to cross. I need her in all the cities.
Yeah, I think she's a fucking star. I got you guys. Basketball Wives Orlando is just that fucking show. It's just like right off the bat, they're already doing flashbacks scenes from like last summer and they're fighting in the flashback scenes. I'm like, so where was this?
I was like, where was I? Like, I'm mad.
Yeah, I'm pissed. You need to give us like the before.
And you can tell Ashley is a fake ass bitch. Like just her entire energy. You can tell she's that type of girl.
Perfect villain. A perfect villain. A cop caller. Love it.
It's giving Gloria, but like not with the same smoke. Like it's like it's giving the Govans. Like it's giving that, and I live.
Also, I love that it's filmed in Orlando because you're looking in the background of all the scenes, and you're like, "Oh, there's a trailer."
Oh, everybody lives in a weird like cul-de-sac where all the houses are ugly.
And yeah, I'm just like, it's like Monopoly homes, just kind of like sat on a track, and then like literally woods behind them. It's just our swamp.
I mean, Neek, you live next door to that girl, but like these are literally standalone. Like these are like these weird like box townhomes. Isn't your man?
It looks like where Robin and Juan were living when they lived in Roanoke or whatever the fuck it was. The Real Housewives of Roanoke. He said 3 hours to visit her.
Real Housewives of Hanover.
I know they say they go into her house like, girl, you got a bathroom? I've been holding it since Virginia. Wherever the fuck they live. I don't know. Since Maryland or whatever the fuck. Like, yeah.
Oh, God. That trailer was cute, too. For Potomac. Okay. Are you excited? I liked it. That new bitch is goofy. I already don't like her. Like, the way she was interacting. You is goofy. You set up weird. The way she looked in the promo, I was like, you can't. I don't like her at all.
I think we have too many people.
There's too many people.
I don't need 8 women. I'm so sorry. If you have 8 women, it means that there's not enough going on with the main people. Like you're trying
Why
to spread
is Charisse there?
Why?
Like, who asked what is this? She doing? Nobody.
If you had to get rid of one of the original women, though, to make space, who would you do?
Mia can go.
Well, she's not an original.
Oh, you mean Robin?
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, Rob. Yeah, I think the only reason Robin kept her job is because of the shit that happened after the last season aired.
Right. Because
otherwise,
Ashley
I think they
would have.
Because you could tell that they were trying to wrap up her story. Ashley eats no matter what. She's a housewife's housewife. She
Ashley's
just does
going
the
nowhere.
Job.
Ashley eats. Candace eats. Like, I gotta let Candace eats.
I'm gonna let her rock. I don't like Candace, but I understand her importance of her being there. I get it.
I'm right here with Candace. I hated Candace. I've always not fucked with Candace, but Candace clocked in a way that I was like, oh, Candace gets what she's doing. This is why I like her.
Yeah.
Karen never can't go anywhere. Karen's it. Like, it's like Karen is center.
Oh, that's my mother. So she's not going anywhere.
Like, Karen will gabby all for it. Taryn's gonna gather for as many seasons as you let her. Like, I'm obsessed.
I just need her to get paid. I don't really give a fuck what y'all think. That's my mother, and I'm not getting off of that. So
I live. Yeah. I mean, the Miami trailer, though.
Well, let's talk about that. Let's go over to the bonus episode and talk about that. Okay, I want to talk about Basketball Wives LA. I want to talk about Real Housewives of SLC and so much more.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
The trailer's going to be so good. It just looks so good. I don't even need to tell you. I don't even need you to tell them where you'd follow you on social because you don't post. So,
I mean, you can follow me on Threads. Like, I can't.
Wait, do you thread?
I haven't done my first one, but I'm about to go over there heavy because Twitter is a fucking wasteland. Like, I can't. Like,
it keeps going up and down and up and down. Alana's lost his fucking mind. That's what
I
want
off because I don't even know what they doing with my shit over there. Like, I'm just like, let me get off of there.
It's a coordinated attempt because he's trying to get disinformation on the high out there right before the 2024 election. I hate him so fucking much.
And we're helping. We need to shut that shit down. I need to just go devote my time to Threads because Threads eats to me. Like, there's something about it that I do like. They could have kept the gays off of it personally, but that's just me. Because y'all got on there and immediately was showing dick print. Like, y'all can't wait? Like, this is, like, my God.
You sound like Tokyo Tony.
I'm over it. Get off of there. Like, y'all can't do nothing without a shirt off. Like, we bored. Ugh.
You guys know where to find me on the bonus episode.
Delete your Threads account.
Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to the bonus episode. We are going to go over so much more. I need to talk about Larsa. They caught her bug booty in 4K on that.
Oh, my God.
I'm obsessed. That's my mother, too, so I'm so sorry.
I mean.
So, I'm sorry.
I'm Dr. Nicole all day, so, I mean.
Her, too.
Because, like, Larsa just never is on the right side of anything, so I need her to figure that out. But she still eats because she does bring it, but I'm just like, girl. Oh, whatever. Okay. Okay. Let's go.
See y'all on the B-side. Bye. Love you.